Hey, Scouter Stan. Want to talk a little bit about the College Scouter Reserve. This is a big mystery to a lot of people. They have no clue that this is actually a thing. And because of that, there was a fan, Thomas Flynn, that actually asked the question, what is College Scouter Reserve? Now, that one question actually spawned off several episodes here. It was believed that scouts that had just turned 18 could go into College Scouter Reserve as a youth. That would be wonderful because then they could easily go into youth membership with the Order of the Arrow. Unfortunately, the College Scouter Reserve, listen to the word scouter, that's in there. That is actually an adult position and would not qualify for the OA as a youth member. So what are they going to do? We have youth that want to still stay active within the Order of the Arrow, and they have turned 18. In Scouts BSA, they are no longer considered to be a youth. On their 18th birthday, they become an adult. And at that point, in order to maintain the youth membership, they would have to join either Adventure Crew, Sea Scouts, or Explorers. 18-year-old Scouts that are dual membershiped within Venture, Sea Scouts, and Explorers are actually considered to be youth members and can still participate in the Order of the Arrow. It was believed by many, including myself, that College Scouter Reserve would actually take care of this. Unit College Scouter Reserve is a Scouts BSA adult position. This is under code 92U. Venturing College Scouter Reserve is a venturing or Sea Scout adult position over 21. This would be code 92V. Now keep in mind that if you have youth that have just turned 18 and they're looking at going into the College Scouter Reserve, they have to do the same requirements as far as training for adult positions. They have to maintain and take the Youth Protection Training, known as YPT. They also have to fill out an adult application, which has background check material that needs to be done. After that, there really isn't any additional training for this position of College Scouter Reserve. To some degree, that's great because once they have their youth protection training and their application is in and they have all of their ducks in a row, they can go off to college and on breaks come back and give service back to their unit. Now, a lot of Scouts BSA units actually get new assistant scoutmasters from their older scouters. Okay, the scouts that have turned 18 are considered scouters. That's a lot of troops do that. The one downfall of that is that if they haven't done the scoutmaster training, the outdoor training, all of the training that's needed for that position, when it comes time for Journey to Excellence, it could actually backfire. And the reason for that is because if they don't have the training, that's a detriment to the unit. In the College Scouter Reserve, they don't have to have any of that training and it doesn't count against the unit for JTE. Now that you have these College Scouter Reserve members of your unit, they can come back and be an Eagle Project coach or a mentor to Life Scouts within the unit. They can go on campouts, camporees, and other kinds of adventures. They're wonderful on a recruitment team sponsoring your troop. They can do so many things, and this is flexible to their schedule. So while they're away at college, they can still be part of scouting of your unit and still be in contact with the scoutmasters and the committee, and they can do things to help your unit succeed. Always remember that even though they're College Scouter Reserve, they're part of your unit. You need to include them in the emails and, of course, the newsletters and all the other communications that happen within the troop, just like any other adult leader. You will be surprised how much service they're willing to give back to their unit. And we work so hard for our scouts. Wouldn't it be nice to have younger adults actually coming in and talking in a group with the youth and getting them motivated to do things for the unit? That's awesome. The old saying is, many hands make the load lighter. This is a great way to give them opportunity of leadership to these young leaders. And that's what scouting is about. Keep up that hard work, and I'll see you on the trail.